So we're going to start the Gemara now on Daf Nun Amud Aleph on the bottom. Maika Mashmala, right? The Mishnah opens up with a line that seems totally superfluous. It says Shlosha Shachlu Kachas Einam Rashayim L'Chalek. That if they started a meal with three people, they're not allowed to separate. In other words, each one has to join in the Zimun. So the Gemara says, Tanina Chada Zimna. We have that at the very beginning of this parak. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak starts, Shlosha Shachlu Kachas Chayom L'Zamen. So if they're Chayv L'Zamen, it means they're not allowed to drop out. So the Gemara answers, Hakamashmon, the Chidashir is Hadi Omar, Rabbi Abba Omar Shmuel, Shlosha Shiyoshu Lechol Ki Achas. So we have three people who are sitting together, they recite Birkas Hamazon together. I'm sorry, they recite Birkas Hamotzi, I meant to say, together. So they began eating together. Adayin lo ochlu, they haven't yet eaten. Rashi says a kezayis is einam rashayim lichalek. Once they start the meal, they're not allowed to, even though they haven't eaten the kezayis yet. So they're not really chayev yet in Birkas Hamazon at this point, but they're chayev in zimun. And that's the extra Mishnah here. That's what the Mishnah wants to teach us here. So again, since they started together eating, and they just ate a small amount, and they recited Birkas Hamotzi together, then they cannot be mechalik. Because the shame, I guess the shame Zimun, or the shame Chabura for Zimun has already been chal the moment that they joined together with Hamotzi and they started eating, even though they're not chayev yet in Birkas Hamazon. And here he writes in the commentary that the Bira Mishnah is that Shlosha Eschilu Lechol Ki Achas Einam Rashayim Lichalek Achar Sheschilu. Once they started eating together, they cannot divide up. Lishna Achrina, the Gemara has another Lishna, Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel Hachi Ketani. This is what the Mishnah has in mind. Shlosha Sheyoshu Lechol Ki Achas Afal Bishkol Echad V'Echad Ochel Mikikro. So each one has his own bread, his own loaf. They're not eating from one loaf, so there's a little bit less of a tziruf here, of a combination, because you could say that each loaf sets up its own suda. But nevertheless, the Mishnah wants to teach us, Einam Rashayim Lichalik. They can't split up. And in the footnote here, he says, Shlosha Sheyoshvu Lechol Einam Rashayim Lichalik. He says that, Hakavonehi Shadayin Lo Ochlu Kishir Hamachayev Bebirkas Hamazon. They haven't yet eaten a kezayis pas, and even though each one is eating from his own kikar, is nevertheless they're already mitzurf to zimun once they start eating together. And it seems, what the impression I get is that they had one hamotzi together, so that makes them into one chabura and einu rashayim lechalik. They can't split up. Inami, the Gemara gives another answer. What's the kiddush haMishnah ki had Rav Huna? The Yom Rav Huna Shlosha Shebo Mishalosh Chaburos Einom Rashoim Lichalik. So you have three Chaburos, and one from each Chabura drops out, and he wants to join together with the other two, right? Each one from each Chabura wants to join together with another one that dropped out from another Chabura. Is Einom Rashoim Lichalik. They cannot separate. Let's see, Rashi. Gimel Shebo Mishalosh Chaburos, the last two lines on the Amud. Ukedemesayim Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. So wait a minute. So maybe we should read Rav Chizda then according to Rashi. Let's just read one more line in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda Vahu. In other words, this din that we just had in the name of Rav Huna applies Shebo Mishalosh Chaburos Shel Shlosha Bnei Adam. In other words, by dropping out, if there are three chaburas of three, then each one who drops out, respect from his group, he's being mafkia the zimun, and he became chayv in zimun with the other two, and he can't separate. He can't drop out.
He did.
He's not allowed to.
Not yet, but he did it. That's the point. He did it.
Gimel Shabo Misholosh Chaburos, Kin Messiah Ravchis, the Shabo Mi Gimel Chaburos Shal Gimel Bnei Adam, Bechol Chabura, Unischaivu Elu Bezimun, The Omar Echad Mikol Chabur Vinitztarfu Shloshel Chabura Achas. Ooh, Chayovim Lezamen. You're right. They are Chayav to Zamen. The Einam Rishon L'Chalik. Oh, so Rashi's learning Einam Rishon L'Chalik from the new Chabura. Bafilu Lo Achlu Eilu Ashlosha Mishnitztarfu Yachad Shekvar Goru Sudosim Rishonim. Nevertheless, they
still has a Chayav, even though that's a big Chiddush that he's saying. They don't have to eat together. They have big chiddush.
They ate with the other three chaburas, each one respectively, yeah. And yet they form a new chabura and a chayev because they weren't yotzi zivud in the first. And Rashi emphasizes that's Rashi's emphasis here. I think they already were mischayev. They already took upon themselves a chiyuv zivud. So he has a footnote here that
just by sitting together.
They ate together a full meal with each one of the three chaburas, but now there's a chalo shem chiyuv zimun that's chala each one of these individuals that dropped out. So they now have to form a new chabura and they have to be yotze the chiyuv zimun the new chabura. And Rashi has a chiddush, even though they didn't eat together in this new chabura. Okay, that's what he has. But he quotes in the footnote that Rav Haigoin, who is quoted here by the Rashba, has a different shot. It's just the opposite. He says the following. That when Rav Huna says, Einam Rashon L'Chalek, he means Einam Rashon L'Parid Zem Mizeblo Zimud, they're not allowed to drop out of the Chabur, because each one of the Chaburas, as Rav Chizda explains, is made up of three. So if each one drops out, he's undermining that zimun from each one of the chaburas. Is Einam Rashoyim. They're not allowed to leave the zimun, the chabura. Kevin Shin is Damnu Yachad, since they were part of the original chabura, v'licholik mi chaburosam harishona. Elayim tzrichim lachzor kol echad lumkomo. Each one is obligated to return to his group of three. Kidei shalo lahavkia toras zimun ni chaburosam v'alzeh omer Rav Chizda v'hu shebo mishalosh chabur shal shlosha shloshu b'nei onom dafka ba'ofen shebekol chabur yesh rak shlosha noshim then osu lehem lichalek aval im b'kol chabur yesh arba noshim she'afim elu yizdamnu li'atzman, even if each one of these three drops out and makes his own zimun and nishar kidei zimun b'chaburosam muto lehem lezamein li'atzman, they can gather together and create a zimun. So let's just summarize. Rashi and Rav Haigoin have two different approaches to this Gemara of, we'll call it the joint, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. According to Rashi, the question here is, when these three individuals, each one belonging to one chabur, drop out and they form a new chabur, can they and are they obligated in the midst of zimun in their new chabur? And that's exactly what Rav Huna is saying. Einam Rashon L'Chalek, in the new chabur, they cannot split up, they have to be mizamein together. And Rashi has another chiddush that even though they didn't eat together, nevertheless they already had a chiyuv zimun when they were part of the original chabur before they dropped out. That chiyuv zimun now imposes upon them the obligation to eat, to be mezamei together with the other two in that new chabura, even though they didn't eat together, which is a bit of a pella if you ask me. I'm a little bit more inclined here towards Rav Haigoin. We'll explain Rav Haigoin in a second, but according to Rashi, even though they're not eating together, they form a chabur. Maybe Rashi means because they're in the same bias center. Anyway, Rav Haigoin has a different shot in this Gemara. He's not talking about Einam Rashon L'Chalek in the new chabur. He's talking Einam Rashon L'Chalek from the old chabur.
What's the chiddush of that?
And the chiddush of that is that even though they now could form a new chabur, and you would think, well, I'm not dropping out in the sense that I have my own personal possibility of being Mekayim Nechiv Zimun, nevertheless, I cannot be Mafkia Zimun from the original Chabura. And that's what Rav Chizda points out. That's only because you're three, you're number three, and you're going to be Mafkia, the original Chabura, as far as Zimun. But if, on the other hand, there are four, then there's no problem over here because you can leave them with three and they'll be Mekayim Nechiv Zimun. But on the other hand, you can create a new chiyuv zimun together with the other two.
Without eating also? agony.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about whether you have to eat or not. Omar Rava, Rava says, "Well, Amaron, this din doesn't apply. That three can come from three different chaburas and they can be mezamin together. Ela delo akadimu hanach liazmun alay beduchtayu. They were not part of the original zimun. Each one in his own group. Aval azmun alayu beduchtayu. If each one of these three was part of the zimun in the first chabura, is parach zimun minay." In other words, they no longer have a chiyuv zimun. And he says here, "V'afim itztarfu shloshtam l'makom echad." Even though now the three of them get together, they didn't bench. Oh, I see. Here's the punchline. We'll go through the Rashi in a second. Each one was part of a chabur of three, and he responded to zimun. Now he packs out before benching, and he links up with another two people who did the same. And you might think that since he didn't bench with the original chabura, therefore he can form a new chabura with the other two, and they're going to bench together, and then they could be mezameh together. In effect, in the Hamamin, I guess he would have two kiyumim of zimun. Let's see Rashi. Lo amaron ela dia. Okay, ela. And they were mazami together with these three dropouts. Kigon im hayu arba bechol chabur v'nishar bechol achas kidei zimun v'aporshim alolu hayu tzrichim lotzis l'shuk. Rashi wants to know why v'sepes they left the chabura, so they were somehow pressed to go to the shuk. Kodem shegomru chaburas asudosam, and then we add the next three words in the Gemara is the azman alayu biduch the lower azman alayu biduchtai. So they had to leave and they went out to the shuk and they did not participate in the zimun. They were allowed to leave because they left a group behind, so there was a zimun in each group, but they did not participate in that zimun. They had to go out to the shuk. Now they get together, and in such a case they can form a new chabura, and Rashi holds that new chabura is even if they don't eat together. But aval azmin alayu dahani, if these three dropouts already were part of the zimun, could go shenit starfu eli imam lezimun. Oh, kedamrina liel. We have a gemara that if they left the chabura, but they're still somewhere within eardrop distance, is Korim Lo Umizamnov. They call them and they say, "Freeze, you know, stop and you're dead in your tracks and listen to the Zimun and answer to the Zimun." The Elu, but these three that dropped out, Lo Hoyisham Ela Kidei Nivarech Ubaruch Hu. In other words, they just answered the Havla Nivarech and Baruch Hu Shechal Mishalom. But they haven't yet benched. The Akshav Heim Boim Levarech, now they're ready for Birkas Hamazon, is Lo Mizamne. They cannot join a new group and make Zimun in the new group. I don't think they're so disappointed because they already Yotzei Zimun. But now they didn't bench, so now they're benching with a new group. You might think that this new group would generate a new Chiyuv of Zimun. And the answer is no. The parach minay chovas zimun. They already fulfilled that chiyuv zimun, so they no longer have a chiyuv zimun. V'sulo hader alayu, and there won't be a new chiyuv zimun that's going to be chal on them. So let's just summarize what's happening here in Rav. Rav is telling us that when these three drop out and they want to form a new chabura, that's only in a case where they weren't part of the zimun in each respective chabura. But if they were already part of the zimun, like for example they went out and then they were called to respond to the zimun, which they did, then since they were yotzei the chiyuv zimun already in the first chabura, they're not incorporated into a new chiyuv zimun when they get together, the three of them, even though they're benching together, because they were already yotzei the chiyuv zimun. Amar Rav Minan Minalach. For what's my source for this? I guess, if I'm not mistaken, the Havamin, Rav is working very hard to prove, he's fighting against some phantom antagonist who would say that since they didn't bench together with the original group, therefore now they're benching with the new group, that should generate a new chiyuv of zimun. So we know immediately, how do I know that once they were yotzei, the chiyuv zimun is parach zimun minayu, as Rava said it. There's no zimun again in the second round when they get together with the other two dropped out from the other chaburas. This nan, we learned it in a Mishnah in Kalim. He says it's Perek Yud Ches in Kalim. Okay. His Mita, he adds the word Tmeya here. Mita Tmeya. So he had a bed. I guess the bed is some sort of a bed that is put together with different segments. I guess you tighten the screws. And this Mita contracted tumor, let's say Mishkav Zav or whatever it might be. Shenignava chetzia, and half was stolen. Osha avda chetzia, half was lost. So you're left with half of a mita. Osha chulku achim oshutfim. They split up the pieces. They took apart. They took out the screws and they took it apart. So each one has only half of a mita. Tahora. In other words, the mita loses its status as a mita. In other words, at this point, there's no longer shem kli. And now what happens if they put together the pieces a second time around, like Humpty Dumpty, right? Hechziruhu, and they put it together. Is the halacha is mekabelas tuma mikan ula haba. In other words, now the mita that's now being put together could contract tuma. So Abai, it's a Rav is mitayik from this Mishnah in Kalim mikan ula haba in. That now if something mitame comes in contact with the bed, then it's mekabel tumah. That's from now on. But lumafreya, we're not going to say that the tumah that was originally chal on this mita is now chozer. And as once the mita was taken apart, it loses its tumah. Always, you see, came into Palgua, once they split apart the mito, was taken apart into his pieces, is parachle tumah minei, the shame tumah is paka, it's no longer a mito. And even afterwards, when they put together the mito, you don't go back to the original state of tumah, which would be lumafreya. So what does this have to do with the price of, yeah, okay, fine, hachinami. So to here, Kavan, in the case where what they dropped out of each chabura,
you already answered.
Excellent, Moshe, you're ahead of me. Kavan, the Azman Alayhu, since they were already part of the original chabura, and they were yotzei the chiyuv zimun, is parach zimun minayu. Here too, the chiyuv zimun is gone, and therefore, even though they get together. And you put the pieces together, not the original pieces, but together with the other two from other chaburas, is even though now they have a chabura of a new sort, so there would be a new chabura, and I guess if they would wash and bench, they would have a new zimun, but they cannot be considered as putting together the original zimun and regaining their original chiyuv zimun, because they were already yotze the chiyuv zimun. I mean, if you ask me, I would say there's no analogy here. I mean, in the case of tumah, the mita is no longer a mita. Yeah. Now you're creating a new mita. Here, you're not creating a new chabura because they didn't eat together. And if they didn't eat together, there's no new chabura. No, are you following me, Osha?
I follow you.
Okay, good.
But I see the analogy because the chabura was like the mita. It's a three piece bed.
No, but again, in the case of the mita, the tumah is gone. You're creating a new mita, so the old tumah is gone, and now you have a new tumah if some sheretz or whatever sits right on the mita. But in the case of zimun, they didn't create a new zimun. They didn't put the pieces together. They're just three people who meet together, but they didn't eat together. They didn't have a suda together. If they had a suda together, you want to tell me, well, no. They were yotze signed in the first zimun, and you can't be yotze twice. That would make sense, but that's not the case. If they would have a new suda together, they'd be chayav. There's no way of recreating the new zimun because they were yotze already the chiyuv zimun. Okay, anyway, that's Rava. Shtei chaburas. Oh, so now we get back to the Mishnah. There were two chaburas that were eating together in one house, and the Mishnah says miktsasim roim elu es elu. Is then the mitzarif for zimun. So we had a question of why they would want to be mitzarif for zimun. and all we saw was that they're allowed to be mezayim. They're not obligated to do so, but they can do so. Maybe if they were 5 and 5, I guess they would want to do that to get elukeinu. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says if you have 2 chaburs that are eating in 1 bayis, even though miktsasan ain roim elu is elu, im yesh shamash beinehim shamash mitzarfan. Ah, so we have a din of tziruv al yedei shamash. He's serving both of these 2 chaburas, and therefore that itself is enough to be mitzarif the 2 chaburas for 1 zimun. Okay, now we get back to the Sefer of the Mishnah about Yayin, right? So the Yayin, as we said back in Mishnah times, were very strong, very powerful. They were not diluted. And if you don't add a dilution of water, according to Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah, then you don't make a bracha, and we had a discussion exactly what that means. So therefore, they add the mayim. Here he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin, and the Gemara there is going to talk about how much water you add to the undiluted wine in order to dilute the wine, what percentage. Ayin Shah. So let's go back to our Mishnah. Ein mevarchel ayayin, says Rabbi Lezer, at sheyite besochamayim hachacham omrim mevarchel. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa, yayin, at shalom nosan besochamayim. But what's the status of the yayin which is undiluted? Oh, that's what we spoke about before. In other words, it's halacha viluyei alye, that when you convert the grapes themselves into wine, then you upgrade the wine. The wine is an upgrade over the grapes, and therefore it gets its own bracha. But here, in this case, the wine is not considered an upgrade because it's very difficult to drink this wine, if it's at all drinkable, because it's undiluted. So the bracha remains the old same bracha. I wouldn't say it's inedible, because if it's inedible, you wouldn't make any bracha on it. Maybe a shakal. I don't know. If you eat something inedible, I don't think you make a shakal, if it's totally inedible. But the question is, would you make a bari priya eitz? So the Brisa says, as long as he didn't put the mayim inside, it's not yayin, but it's considered made peros. And if it's considered made peros, then it's considered, it has a shem mayim. Which means, that's very interesting, he's saying that what is the significance of the shem mayim? That you could be notil mimenu yadayim. Avol mishen nosan lesocho mayim. If, on the other hand, you pour the water in. Now it's roi l'shtir mevarchin alei bori priya gofet. I don't know exactly why he has to tell me that. Oh, he wants to tell me they know to be many a dime, that once it has a shem yayin, it's pakam imenu shem mayim, and he can't use it for netilas yadayim. Yeah. This is interesting because I have this shiloh almost on a daily basis, not with wine, I have it with tea. I have leftover tea, and then I want to use the leftover tea to wash my hands for mincha, to prepare myself for tefillah. In any event, there's a pasuk in Vayikra Tesvav, V'yodav lo shutav b'mayim. And the Gemara in Chulin derives from this pasuk an asmachta for netilas yadayim l'su'udah. That's what Tosfos points out in Dibur Maskel Borei. Rashi holds that meperos is considered mayim, and therefore you can use it for netilas yadayim. However, Tosfos has a yesh omrim that in order to wash your hands for netilas yadayim, you need mamish mamish. In any event, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, everything that we saw until now, which means that if you haven't diluted the yayin, then you make a bori pri hagofen. I'm sorry, a bori pri ha'etz, because undiluted wine is not iluye alye, so it doesn't deserve the bracha of bori pri ha'etz. I'm sorry, bori pri hagofen, but rather it gets the bracha of bori pri ha'etz, and you can still, if you haven't you added the water yet, you can be no till you're dying. It still has the shame mayim. But once he adds the water, then it gets iluy aliyah, and then it's bar priyagof, so he can't use it as mayim. The chacham omer benkach ubenkach, whether or not he added the water, or even if it's undiluted yayin, it has the din of yayin. Mevarchin alav bore priyagofen, v'yein notlin heimenu yadayim. because it's not kosher l'netilas yadayim, because according to the Chachamim, even before you dilute it, it still has the same yayin. If it has the same yayin, then not only does it get a bracha bar pi agafim, but also you cannot use it. It's excluded from netilas yadayim. Now Rashi here, Divra Masa Mishanasan, has a Bahag, and the Bahag has a different girsa here in Rabbi Eliezer, that Achelo Nosan Bomayim, if he hasn't added the water to dilute the yayin, eight notes will be mentally yodayim. Why? Because it's so heavily yayin that it's not mayim, and therefore you can't use it for the two cells. Liachar Shanasan lo mayim, notes will be mentally yodayim. Then, once you add the water, then it can be used as Netil Sinai. It's just the opposite of what we saw in Rashi. But Tam, the explanation here, according to the Bahag, is Kolz Machelo Nosan Mayim B'Tocho Einu Nechshav Mashke. It's not considered a Mashke. V'lchenu Posel L'Netil Mishenosan L'Socho Mayim Hu Nechshav Mashke V'Kosher L'Netil V'Taimah Shel Chachomim She'ein Notel L'Yadayim B'Yayin Hu Mishum Hefseid Ochlin. The afheim modim shebedi eved im notal yayin yodav b'yayin yotza. So in other words, according to the Bahag, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that we're wondering if it has a shem mashke, and that depends upon whether he puts the mayim in. As long as he hasn't put the mayim in it, it's not called a mashke. Once he puts the mayim in it, it's called a mashke, and he can use it for netilas yadayim. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold that the psul for netilas yadayim has nothing to do with the mashke versus not mashke, but has to do with whether you consider it being mafsid ochlin. And the Chacham therefore say that even if you haven't diluted it with water, which according to Rabbi Eliezer would mean it's not a mashke, and therefore you can't use it for netilas yadayim, but nevertheless the Chacham would say you can use it for netilas yadayim, that you cannot use it for netil sidayim because you are being mafsid ochlim. Kiman ozlo hoder diomer Shmuel, according to whose shita does the Tana hold? If you hold like Shmuel, does this statement of Shmuel that we're about to learn, does it reflect one of the two shitas in our Mishnah, either Rabbi Eliezer or the Chachamim? Osa Adam, Shmuel says that you can use kol tzrachov bipas, and it's not considered bizui ochlin. So what exactly is he doing with the pas? Not clear yet. We'll see as we go along in Ritz Hashem. Kiman ki Rabbi Eliezer. Now it's just like Rabbi Eliezer said that you're allowed to use this yayin for netilas yadayim, and he's not choshesh for hefseid yayin. So too, Shmuel says you're allowed to use the pas, and we're not choshish for hefseid the pas. It's not considered bizui ochlin. Let's see if we can figure out exactly what he wants to do with the pas. Was he sitting on it? What is he doing with it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Do you have a footnote here? I don't see a footnote here. Maybe Rashi would clarify this. I don't see exactly what he's doing with the pas over here. Okay, we'll leave it for now. Maybe we'll come back to it a little bit later. So according to Chachamim, even the undiluted wine has a bracha of Bori Pri HaGofen. So Gemara now brings cases in which the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that the yayin needs dilution. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, even though the Chachamim say that yayin undiluted is Bori Pri HaGofen, Modim Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, because shall bracha. If you could be Mavarech Birkas HaMozen on the kos, then Rabbi Lezer is certainly right. The Chacham would agree you have to add water. She'ein Mavarchanol, if you don't make a Birka, a Bracha on Yayin, an she'ite l'socho my timer, I don't get it. If it's Yayin, then let it be Yayin even with a Bracha. Rav Oshia, be'inon mitzvah min amuvchar, we need Yayin Mazuk, which is called a mitzvah min amuvchar. Yeah, but it seems like the Chachamim are mode that you're not Yosei the Koshal Bracha. What does it mean, Mitzvah min Amuvchar? So he writes here, he needs a Shir Mayim Shetzoch La'ari V'Kos. Okay, he wants to know how much water. That's a Sugyan Shabbos, as we said before. And it means Kishir Rovash Shel Revius. He says the following: Kosar Rashbam shedin zeh shitzorch limzog esayay lebrukas hamazon nemar bizmanum shas yenos hoyu chazokim. They are very strong wines. So you regilim limzog al chelik echad shel yayin shlosha chelke mayin. Okay, so it's one portion and then three of the same volume of mayin. But he says, "Hayayin shalonu eino tzarch meziga." The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, says that bimkomo, in his area, nagu ha'am limzog es hakoshal bracha b'mayim kishigiu lebirchas ha'aretz. Okay, fine. But what about this mitzvah min hamuvchar? Oh, he says here that there's a brisa later on. We didn't get to it yet. That there are many halachas in a koshel bracha, and one of the halachas is that you have to have meziga of mayim. Tzarch litein es hayayin l'soch hakos biodo chai v'acher mikan yimzigenu. So that's all part of the kiyum of koshel bracha. So the Gemara asks now for a banon. According to Chachamim, that you make a bar priya gofen on yayin chai, lamai chazir. In other words, is it royal shasiya? If it's not royal shasiya, then why should you make a bracha? If it's royal shasiya, why not make a bar priya gofen? Omar Rabbi Zera, chazi likuryate. He says, yayin chai royal lios mimenu mashke lirafua, vu royal shasiya. Is lefichach mevarchen alei borei pri agafen. So what does Rabbi Zera gain here by mentioning refuah? So he says here in the note, maybe you have a note as well, he gives examples of different kinds of refuah that you can achieve from this, by drinking this yayin chai. And he says that according to the Gemara and Shabbos, when they came out of the Beis HaMerchatz, is what they did is, in order to cool off their body, they would drink this wine, and it was apparently Yain Chai. Hikshar Rash Beitz, Sof Sof Lo Matzinu Yain Chai, Shenishtana Li Ilui, Lilo Tarovis. Umali Imayayin, Tzarch mezigas mayim lachshiro, tzarch tarovas dvar macherim. Kein se hikshat tferes yisro v'tirits, she b'mezigas yayin b'mayim, ma'arvim b'yayin, mayim b'kamus al pi shlosha me'ayayin, kimvur b'gemara. Bofen zeh, hayayin hachayim mizbatel legamri b'rov mayim. Harayu nechshav ponim chadoshes legamri. But he says, in the case where you have mayim, Yavyayin chai, ma'arvim bogak ma'at mimina machirim, and then it has some sort of a medicinal effort element. But he doesn't tell you why that. Apparently, since it does have a medicinal element, that is enough for some reason, I don't know why, to generate a shame, iluye aliye, and therefore it is bori priya gofen. Tan Rabbanan, Avod Varm Nemru Bipas, Ein Menichim Basar Chai Ala Pas. Oh, now we're talking about Isur Bizui Ochlim. So we don't put meat on top of a pas, because the raw meat makes the pas mous. The Ein Mavirin Kos Moli Ala Pas. And we don't put a full cup of liquids on the pas, because perhaps it would spill over and then it would ruin the pas. The Ein Zorkin Es Ha Pas. We don't just throw it around. V'yein zomches hakara b'pas, and we don't put a car. They used to have on a car. They had sort of like legs to the car, so you don't put that on top of a pas. Because once again, since the car has soup in it or whatever it has in it, liquids that might spill out, and it might cause mius pas. Gemara tells the following story: Meimar Umar Sutra Rav Ashi Karchu Rifta Bahari Hadadi. So they ate pas together. I see lekamayu tamrei verimoni. They brought them dates and pomegranates. Shkal mar zutra, and mar zutra took from one of the fruits, and ptak lekamei. He threw it in front of Rav Ashi Distana. I guess Rav Ashi came from a place called Distana, and he threw him a mana, a portion. Amar Leis, Rav Ashi said to him, "Azuchel of Sobele Marha Desanya. What about this rice? Ain Zarkin is a Ochlin. Why did you throw it to me? That's already a busy Ochlin." So Marzucha responds, "Hahi, that price is bepas, Tanya. That's only with regard to pas. But peros, you're allowed to throw." So Rav Ashi goes back and he asks him, "Well, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, kishem shein zorkin as a pas kach ein zorkin es ha'ochlin." So there's a general halach. It's not limited to pas. It applies to all ochlin. And Marzucha answers, "Amar leiv asanya." But we have another brisa that says afal pishem zorkin es ha'pas afal zorkin es ha'ochlin. So we have two brises that contradict each other. So what are we going to do to reconcile them? Elo lo kasha habimidi dimimiyus. If you're throwing ochlin and as a result of throwing it, it's going to become mos, then you're not allowed to throw it, and that applies to all ochlin. Habimidi lo mos. But if on the other hand you can throw these ochlin and it won't become disgusting, repulsive, then you're allowed to throw it. So what I throw you was perisha edem nimos. In Tanur Rabbanu we learned in a brisa, mamshichim, which means shofchim yayin bitzinoros lifnei chasan v'lifnei kala. Apparently, this is a good siman when we pour water in these mayim in the yayin. Excuse me, in these tzinoros, and it's not called bizi yayin because this is done for the sake of the chasan v'kala. Sarkin lifneihem kloyos ve'egozim. So we put out these roasted. What do you say?
Zarkin.
Yeah, right. We throw these roasted bran cereals or walnuts, but only bimos hagishamim, because if they fall on the ground, bimos hachama, they're not going to become soiled. Avolo, but we're not allowed to do this bimos hagishamim because they might fall on the ground. And there's mud on the ground, they become ma'usim, nim'asim. But that's only kloyos ve'gozim. We're going to permit throwing them during the emos hachama, v'lo gluskaos, but not kikros shel lechem, which are beautiful kikros, lo b'emos hachama, v'lo b'emos hakshamim, because even in emos hachama, heim nim'asim bizrikasam. And that's how Rashi learns it. So we'll stop here, and I'll just make a note of where we got up to, which we'll continue tomorrow. Okay then? All right.